Hello and welcome. 3 months ago, I got a call that made my stomach drop. The project I'd been pouring myself into, the one I truly believed would be a game changer, was failing, and I didn't know why. We'd done everything by the book. A clear business problem, a cross-functional team, timelines with buffer, risk plans, the whole checklist. Early prototypes looked good. Stakeholders were excited. Feasibility studies were solid. Then reality hit. The message on the other end of the phone was blunt. We can't move forward until we solve these issues. What issues? We'd been meticulous. But as I dug in, the problem came into focus. It wasn't a single bug or a missing feature. It was the absence of something bigger, genuine innovation. We had built something competent, not compelling. Our model clocked an accuracy around 85%, respectable a few years ago. But while we were patting ourselves on the back, the world had moved on. Competitors were pushing north of 95% with fresh ideas, transformer-based systems, federated learning, creative data strategies. We had executed. We hadn't evolved. If that sounds familiar, it's because it's happening everywhere. Roughly 8 out of 10 AI projects still fail to deliver real value. And that's against a backdrop of massive investment, well over $100 billion this year alone. The reasons are complex. Messy data, brittle infrastructure, unclear success metrics, weak change management, and yes, staying too comfortable with what worked yesterday. I remember sitting with our lead developer, Mark. He leaned back, tapping a pen, and said, "We've got the basics down. Maybe we need to think bigger." It landed like a cold splash of water. I'd been chasing perfection against an old plan instead of chasing progress in a changing reality. The heart of AI isn't certainty. It's exploration. It's calculated risk, fast feedback, and a willingness to be wrong on the way to getting it right. The best teams in the world aren't winning by being careful. They're winning by being curious. Look at the breakthroughs we've seen recently. Multimodal systems that reason across text, images, and audio. Radically more efficient training methods. Architectures that weren't on the map a few years ago. None of that came from staying inside the lines. So we pivoted. And let me be honest, pivoting is not glamorous. It's messy. It felt like trying to navigate a foggy maze. We had long, sometimes heated debates. Do we rebuild the architecture from scratch? Do we adapt what we have with attention mechanisms or trial reinforcement learning for certain decision paths? We challenged each other's assumptions. We argued. We wrestled. But in that friction, something important happened. The team came alive. Sarah, one of our data scientists, pitched synthetic data generation to overcome sparse segments in our training set. James, our ML engineer, proposed an ensemble of specialized models instead of a single monolith, allowing each component to excel at a specific slice of the problem. And then we pulled a thread that changed our trajectory. Automation. Not automation just to go faster, but to go smarter. We built automated hyperparameter tuning so we could explore the search space without manual babysitting. We stood up continuous integration and delivery for models so every experiment could move into a staging environment with safety checks and version control. We added intelligent monitoring that watched for performance drift and alerted us when the real world started to diverge from our training world. The effect was immediate. We went from a few experiments a week to dozens. Our time from idea to insight shrank dramatically. And because the pipeline was automated, we can focus on questions that actually needed human judgment. This wasn't just a short-term fix. It was a foundation. We could feel it. Across industries, AI-powered tools are moving from pilot to everyday practice, and the teams that build automation into their DNA are seeing measurable gains, not just in accuracy, but in productivity and time to value. We felt that shift. It was like upgrading from a bicycle to a motorcycle. Same road, very different ride. but I want to stress something we learned along the way. Innovation has responsibilities. As we pushed for higher accuracy and faster iteration, we had to balance speed with ethics and safety. Privacy, bias, explainability, these aren't footnotes. They're part of the solution. We set up bias testing protocols from day one of the pivot. We wrote down data governance rules and enforced them in code. We integrated interpretability features directly into the user interface so stakeholders could see why a decision was made, not just the decision itself. And we kept humans in the loop where outcomes had consequential impact, aligning with emerging regulations and the spirit of the AI Act taking shape in Europe. That combination, innovation with guardrails, didn't slow us down. It focused us. What happened next? Progress, then momentum. Our ensemble architecture boosted accuracy into the low to mid 90s on critical segments. And more importantly, it held up under real-world shift. Latency dropped. Our automated monitoring caught a data pipeline issue in hours that previously would have taken days to diagnose. We launched a limited pilot, and early users told us the transparency features made them trust the system more. It wasn't just better, it was believable. And that's the difference between a demo and a deployment. Looking back, here's what I'd offer you if you're leading or advising an AI initiative right now. First, treat innovation like a habit, not a Hail Mary. Carve out explicit cycles for exploration, new architectures, data strategies, and evaluation methods. If your roadmap has zero experiments that might fail, it isn't a roadmap, it's a rut. Second, measure what matters. Accuracy is necessary, but not sufficient. Track robustness under distribution shift, fairness across segments, latency, cost per inference, and time from idea to production. Make those visible to the whole team. Third, automate the boring, illuminate the risky. Build a pipeline that handles data validation, reproducible training, hyperparameter search, deployment checks, and drift monitoring. Use that saved energy to ask better questions and challenge assumptions. Fourth, design ethics in, not bolt it on. Start bias testing with your first prototypes, not after the press release. Be deliberate about data sources and consent. Give users explanations that are actually useful. Create escalation paths where humans can override the model. Trust is a feature, and you can engineer it. Fifth, invite dissent. Our most important breakthroughs came from debates that were uncomfortable in the moment. Set norms where people can say, "Here's where this will break," and be rewarded for it. Sixth, aim for velocity with safety. Shorten feedback cycles, but add checkpoints. Use canary releases. Start with low-risk use cases. Make it cheap to learn and cheaper to change your mind. And finally, remember the goal. The point is not to ship a clever model. The point is to deliver value to real people. That could be better decisions, higher productivity, fewer errors, happier customers, your faster response times. Tie your innovation to outcomes you can explain in a sentence your CFO and your frontline team will both understand. When I think about that call from 3 months ago, I'm oddly grateful for it. It forced us to look in the mirror and ask a hard question. Are we executing or are we evolving? Once we chose evolution, the energy in the room changed. People went from defending the plan to building the future. And here's the part that surprised me. The more we embraced responsible innovation, automation, transparency, human oversight, the faster we moved. Guardrails didn't box us in. They let us climb higher without fear of falling. So if you're staring at a project that feels stuck, try this. List the two riskiest assumptions you're making. Design one experiment this week to test each. Add one automated check to your pipeline that saves your team from a class of repeated mistakes. And pick one stakeholder who doesn't trust the system yet and build a tiny feature that earns that trust. Small moves, big momentum. Innovation isn't magic. It's a muscle. The teams that practice it consistently, responsibly, and with curiosity are the ones who turn promising prototypes into products that matter. Thanks for spending this time with me. If this resonated, take it back to your team and ask the question we now ask ourselves every week. Where are we playing it safe? And what would it look like to push the envelope with care? Until next time, keep learning, keep iterating, and keep building what only you can.